Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Hope you're having a great day today. As we talk about consistency in our Consistency 365 series, I want to challenge you today to change your relationship with problems. Change your relationship with problems. Here's what I mean. One of the big reasons that consistency feels hard is because of our relationship with problems. When something comes up that is unexpected or unwelcome, we throw our hands up and either literally or figuratively say, "What the heck? Really? This is why I can't be consistent, no matter how hard I try." And you might not be literally having this conversation, but the sentiment is there. No matter how hard I try, something gets in the way. But you have the opportunity. I have the opportunity. We get countless opportunities every day to practice changing our relationship with problems. Example, this one comes up a lot in my life right now. All three of the kids woke up super early this morning during the time when I would normally be walking, working out, folding laundry, empty the dishwasher. Everybody was up by 5:20 this morning. And there's absolutely the perspective of this screws up the whole morning. I can't get things done. But because I see it as an opportunity to change my relationships with a perceived problem, I get to say, this is a chance for me to build the consistency muscle I want, because when something happens that I consider unwelcome, or maybe it's something I consider unexpected, when these situations arise and I get creative and I find a way and I don't use it as a way of manipulating myself, letting myself off the hook, I get better. So these things are the very thing that I need in order to get better, be better, do better, perform more reliably, count on myself, trust myself, build confidence in myself. So I've been given an opportunity. What does it look like to win this morning with the kids up at 5:20? By 5:20, all three of them were up. What does it look like? How can I win? How can I use this to show myself that I can still execute even when things don't go the way that I hoped they would go? It might look different, and that's okay. Nobody said winning needs to look the same every day. Change your relationship with problems. You thought you were going to get this done at work today and that done at work today, but something came up and you didn't get those things done, and now you have more work to do than you thought you'd have to do. Change your relationship with problems. Can you be more resourceful? Can it challenge you to use your time more wisely? Can it be an opportunity to practice having a good attitude and not complaining when you would normally complain about it? This is something we can work on every single day, and it will dramatically increase our chances of being consistent. Change your relationships with problems. It doesn't have to be, "Oh my gosh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? We have a situation right now, a legal situation, that every time I think it's resolved, something happens that's like, I can't even believe that. Like, really? I was awarded a settlement, and then something else happened. And then we came up to an agreement, and then the person defaulted. And it's just literally one thing after another. And it's very tempting to say, I can't believe this. This isn't fair. This is just never ending. But I get to change my relationship with problems. It's an opportunity. It's an opportunity that means there are fewer excuses in my life. It's an opportunity that means I'm a less negative person, that I'm a creative problem solver, that I'm not a whiner or a complainer, which is never fun to be around. We all get so many opportunities to change our relationship with problems. You don't have to see it as a barrier. You don't have to see it as unfair. You don't have to see it as keeping you from who you want to be or how you want to be or what you want to do. Change your relationship with problems. If you feel like you want more coaching on this, you want more than the podcast offers, you want more structure, you want more accountability, consider the consistency course. You get access for life. It doesn't expire. You don't have to race through it. Don't wait until the end of the summer because, as I've said, the price is going up for the consistency course in the month of July. So if you've been thinking about it, there is no time like the present. The link is in the show description, and we'll see you tomorrow.